This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Okay, now to energy policy. The Trump administration has been upfront about wanting to save struggling and in some cases failing coal and nuclear power plants. The latest effort was made public by the White House Friday night, a presidential directive telling the Department of Energy to put a lifeline in place. It's kind of a complicated rescue plan. Power grid operators and other key parts of the system say they were blindsided, but at least one thing seems clear. There could be, if this plan goes through, big changes come to the market-based supply and demand electricity networks we now have. From the Sustainability Desk, Marketplace's Scott Tong is on that one.
The market for electricity is hard to grasp. So let's talk about buying and selling apples instead of power. Today, in about half the country, apple sellers who can't compete go under. Energy consultant Susan Tierney is with Analysis Group.
If I'm an owner of a merchant plant in Pennsylvania or in Ohio or New York, and I am not the cheapest to operate, I'm not going to run and I'm not going to get paid.
That's happening for many coal and nuclear plants. They're shutting down. But the administration wants to save them on grounds of national security. How? Michael Panfil at Environmental Defense Fund says it's like the grocery store forcing you to buy government apples at government prices.
There is no substitutable product for electricity. So you are essentially faced with a mandate to purchase this more expensive, this government-mandated power before accessing the rest of the market.
Today, an Energy Department official said the plan is still in the works and it's fluid. This is the administration's second try at this. The first got voted down by bureaucrats. If it goes through, economist Gurjan Gulen at the University of Texas Austin says wave goodbye to electricity competition. He says the government already subsidizes wind and solar. And now?
This will be the end of the competitive markets as we know it. This is a continuation of a trend, a domino effect.
Affecting consumers. By one estimate, prices would go up by $4 billion to $11 billion every year. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.